going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Seventh-year big leaguer Lowe lofts the ball to right field. Pretty well hit. And that's going to go. A cutter that sliced right into the bat path of Nathaniel Lowe, who has his fourth national home run and a 2-0 Washington lead.
Just cannot give up extra bases in games like these when you're struggling a little bit already, and then obviously to follow that with a base hit and another run scored.
And here comes another run. Dylan Cruz into the red seats in left center for a national sixth. One hit tonight. A dominant pitching performance by Mitchell Parker, closed out by Cole Henry. And for the Orioles, this has been a two-game stretch to hopefully soon forget. Blown out by the Reds on Sunday. One hit by the Nats, 7-0 today, as the O's drop their second straight.
So you heard the highlights, courtesy of Kevin Brown and Brian Roberts on Masson, and fresh off the 24-2 loss to the Reds on Sunday, a day off for it to simmer. The Orioles bounced back with another stellar effort against a left-handed pitcher as Mitchell Parker went 8, only giving up one hit. We'll get to him in a few minutes, but just another night of painful baseball. Orioles lose 7-0.
I mean, it's an atrocious product, and it goes beyond the metrics. It's just the eye test we talk about all the time. They're fundamentally crippled. They're fundamentally flawed and broken. And it's by design for me from the top on down, because the general manager doesn't have people settle into set positions. And he wants to increase trade value and positional flexibility. And it's poisoned his major league product. These kids, the quality of their at-bats is garbage. The quality of their play in the field is garbage. They don't, by and large, look ready for Major League Baseball. Guys still don't know what base to throw to. They can't cover a base when a ball is supposed to be thrown there. It is piss poor. And it starts with the rot from the top with the GM. And it's baked into their cake. And it has become their DNA and their culture. Then there's the whole emotional quality to this, which is, do they have a pulse? Do they have a leader? Do they have any self-awareness about when it's time to battle and when, you know, you could write it off as a spring day in April?
Nope.
When you lose 24-2 and you have a reputation for being a joke-ass team after a day off, that either, draw your own conclusions, that either isn't locked in enough, that party's too hard, that doesn't have right, whatever conclusions you want to draw about them systematically no showing the day after a day off, to do all of that collectively here after you shine such a bright light on your failures by losing to a very inept Reds team 24-2 at home on Easter. And to come through with that, where from the onset, there were no adjustments being made at the plate. It was some of their worst at-bats against the lefty yet, knowing that's been what everybody's been talking about. They weren't focused in the field or otherwise from the beginning. The pitcher who brought nothing to the table damn near ran into the first baseman before the game started. Like, it's so tragically inept that, like, I really don't even know what adjectives to use anymore. The pitcher throwing nothing but meatballs, center cut, the string of extra base hits to start the game. Who's the one guy I talked about the most on this show yesterday who doesn't play for the Baltimore Orioles?
James Wood.
What did he do last night?
Hit three hits.
One guy that you can't pitch to.
No, we talked.
Let him win the game in the first three innings. One guy. The one guy you can't let beat you.
Well, we talked about three guys, and Lowe and Ruiz drove in four runs as well. Those three guys, they had nobody else. Those three guys beat him.
But, I mean, James Wood set the tone for that game.
Sure, he went three for five. But Lowe hits the home run in the first, and Ruiz drove in two.
Like, they're so juvenile, it's painful.
They were down 2-0, six pitches into Dean Kramer's start. And, guys, I'm thinking, it's over. At that point.
Time to watch the NHL playoffs.
Six pitches in to the bottom of the first, and unfortunately, that's just where I'm at, and that's where a lot of this fan base is at, knowing how inept they are against left-handed pitching. And Kramer, he just got his brains beat in. Four of the first seven batters that Kramer faced hit extra base hits.
He gave up eight. No Orioles starter ever has done that.
Ever. And you have the defensive blunders. But to me, and it's on Kramer, it's on the team, it's on everybody. When you get blown out by 22 runs and you respond the next game getting blanked, getting just one hit, really showing no fire, competitiveness, like this is a massive issue.
They have
right now.
No heart. They have no soul. They have no fight. They have no passion. Wouldn't you say those same things about the guy who put this together?
And they have no pitching.
Well, he doesn't want to pay for it. He doesn't want to do anything for pitching. I think it is woven into their fabric by the guy whose fingerprints are on everything.
Yes.
They play the way he set them up to play. He didn't prepare him right in the minors in terms of all the intangibles, in terms of learning how to run the bases, in terms of learning how to field a particular position. That is your position. That should be your showcase. That should help you get to the show. Not play six different positions, not be good at any of them, and then look like slop when we put you in the major leagues. Like, you can trace it all back. He is dispassionate. He is too pragmatic. He doesn't know when it's time to put his foot down and when it's time to sit back and let things marinate. And it's poured into them. It's poured into their play from pitch to pitch, from at-bat to at-bat, from inning to inning, game to game, week to week, month to month. And it started late spring last year, and I drew a lot of attention to it in real time because if they didn't treat it like the toxic, permeating sickness that it was, it would rot them to the core. And guess what? They're rotten to the core.
Orioles lose 7-0. They are back in action again tonight against the Washington Nationals. First pitch, 6:45. Buttermilk Baseball tonight coming up at 5:30. It's the Bone and Ryan Ripken as they'll get you ready for baseball. Huge Wednesday show. We are a day away from the NFL draft, so we will talk a lot of NFL as well on today's show. But Jerry Aloysius Coleman, the good doctor, will join us. We'll get his thoughts on the Orioles and what's going on in Baltimore with the draft coming up tomorrow. I know he'll be at the Castle because there's free food there this weekend, so Aloysius will join us at 2:30. Our best bets, I'm sure a lot of draft props with Tim Murray from VSiN at 3:30 and Ryan Ripken, who will be joining the Bone at 5:30. We'll talk O's, get his thought. What's his pulse on the Orioles coming up at 5 here on the Fan?
I don't want to tell them how to run their baseball team.
But
I would send a limo to the West Side. I wouldn't send it too early because he's got to take his nap. I would have it waiting for Aloysius when he wakes up from his nap. I would gun it over to Nats Park, and I would have Aloysius come out of that limo straight into that clubhouse and give these guys
the most
fire and brimstone motivational pregame speech in the history of Major League Baseball. That's what I would do, Bone.
That's how you save the season.
I think that's that or nothing. I mean, I think we've reached break Aloysius out of glass in a case of emergency.
Yes.
It's time to break Aloysius out and have him read them all the riot act.
Well, let's see if we can get the good doctor out to D.C. But
let's see if we can even get him a phone at 2:30 because he might be napping.
He was pushing back on that time slot, but yeah. we gave him no choice. Yes. Coming up next, though, we nail down on the pitching from last night. And stop if you've heard this before. Orioles can't hit lefties. What did we see from their at-bats? What did we see from Mitchell Parker last night? We will discuss.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next year on the Fan.
Well, for the most part, against right-handed pitching, we've done a decent job. Left-handed pitching, you know, rely on your right-hand guys especially to kind of take care of some things. And, you know, we didn't – Sed got our only hit on a great piece of hitting. Sed's taking great at-bats, competing in the box, love his at-bats right now. But we just got – we need more guys to take those type of at-bats.
So that was Brandon Hyde after the game last night, a game in which the Orioles only got one hit, and that was from Cedric Mullins. By the way, that inning was, to me, a microcosm of this team because, remember, Jackson Holliday worked a walk before the Mullins hit. And so you've got men on first and second, one out, and you've got your two, quote, aircraft carriers who are supposed to be your aircraft carriers coming up next, and Allie Rutschman pops out, and then Gunnar Henderson pops out, and there's your only threat the entire game. They get one hit. They lose 7-0.
Yeah, look, you can start to hear it in Hyde's voice. Like, there's only so much he can do. You either have pride and you fight for your at-bats and you care about playing winning team baseball, or you don't. And this was another night where their at-bats absolutely sucked. They didn't see nearly enough pitches. They were willing to offer at whatever Mitchell Parker wanted to throw early in counts. It was ugly. I mean, is O'Neill ever going to hit a lefty? I mean, that's the primary reason he's here.
Can he even, 2 for 21?
Can he even have anything other than a complete horse bleep at bat against a lefty? Like, how about just moving somebody over? Like, how about just pretending you're not just a mercenary who's here because they gave you the most money? Like, how about you show up as a quasi-leader, say something in the press that doesn't sound like complete drivel, take a little bit of ownership about being here, and make a lefty work? Like, and he's supposed to be the replacement for Santander. Like, he's supposed to be the presence. Like, it's abject failure. And here's the crazy thing. They don't seem to learn from it. Like, they don't seem to learn from the last at-bat, let alone what Abbott did to them the last time out, let alone what Bubich did to them the time before that.
By the way, you mentioned being a leader. And Tyler O'Neill, before Bona, I'll throw it to you, but before we get to that, Tyler O'Neill was asked about the clubhouse and team leaders, and this was his quote. "I feel like every clubhouse is different in that regard. Some guys like to step up, and there are other clubhouses that are not so like that. I don't think these things are kind of necessary. Obviously, we all know where we're at. We obviously all need to do a better job, specifically myself. It's just a day-to-day process. All we can do is work hard and show up the next day and try to win a ball game." I don't know if that's accountability.
Whatever that means.
How many teams has he been on where everybody else is like 25 years of age?
No, he's on the Red Sox and the Cardinals where they're got veteran dudes.
Tyler O'Neill against lefties, 2 for 21, 11 strikeouts in those 21.
And he killed lefties a year ago.
And like, Mitchell Parker's having a heck of a year. Mitchell Parker's not a big punch-out swing-and-miss guy.
No.
I mean, the fact that they were so incapable of even making Mitchell Parker sweat. Like, I'm not saying this facetiously. When they face lefties and we're getting ready to sign off and I say throughout the show, I wonder if they'll get to second base tonight on a left. They literally can't get men to second base against left-handed starters. I'm not even talking about scoring runs.
He retired the last 17 batters he faced, 17 in a row, to finish his start.
Yeah, if the game wasn't a blowout, they could have let him finish the game.
I'm sure they were talking about it.
Yeah.
Because their bullpen sucks and they had to use multiple relievers.
Yeah.
Because Poche's done.
Yeah. Gotta love being up 7-0.
He walks
the first two guys you see.
Yeah. Wow.
What a joke.
Yeah. Parker, one hit, two walks, four strikeouts in 8 innings, only threw 99 pitches.
I mean, so we're literally talking about now Crochet's still, to this point, best start as a Red Sox. We're talking about the best start of Bubich's career. We're talking
about... good last night, by the way.
He's look, I think he's really good, but like, he pitched like Cy Young against them.
Yeah.
I mean, he was playing the Rockies last night. Like, I'm not going to say much about the Orioles being any good. They're better than the Rockies.
Yes.
He shoved against them. Abbott had his best start in at least probably a calendar year, maybe longer, and Mitchell Parker's now had his best start ever. Now, there's supposed to be a bunch of geniuses in the warehouse who can fix people, who have hitting incubators, who have the greatest IT, wizards and warlocks. How could they have identified guys who took a team that already stunk against lefties
made
them the worst in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, they've gotten somehow...
What adjustments have been made?
The adjustments were they spent $5 million...
I'm talking about between games. Like, Cody Ashe sitting down with O'Neill and getting him to say, you're not leaving this room until we're all on the same page that you're going to hit a ball the other way. You're not going to worry about hitting it to the warning track. And you're going to walk. Like, you're going to have a quality at-bat because, damn it, you're the closest thing I have to anybody with a resume on this whole freaking roster.
I don't want to get too macro here, but it's pretty clear that the overarching message doesn't work. Whatever, like they blew out some coaches and basically rearranged the deck chairs of the Titanic, bringing the same kind of analytic dudes, and nothing's changed. As you point out, against lefties, it's gotten worse. Like, we don't see any quality at bats, nothing.
Oh, we don't see them walk at all. And that's something that they harped on was on base percentage, this regime. And we aren't seeing it.
We haven't seen it for years. Go back the last 3 years, their league average on base percentage. I was telling you last spring, that's who they really are. When the home runs dry up and the confidence seeps because it's a league of adjustments, they're not going to ride high on the hog forever. Adley's not going to stay on 45 to 50 homer pace all year, and Gunner's not going to stay on 110 homer pace all year. And when the adjustments are made, who's going to counter them? Who's going to have the right mentality and the right stuff and the right knowledge to actually get these guys to play when there is expectations, when you're being the hunted and not the hunter? And they haven't done it.
I brought up on the show yesterday, I think it was Brandon High when he was talking Friday about the poor at-bats and saying that a lot of these young guys keep letting it snowball. He brought it up again last night.
I explained it. I thought, I'm talking about young players last week, you know, we're having a tough time letting things go. So we're letting at-bats kind of steamroll on us a little bit. It's showing up on our defense at times as well. But we got to, you know, no one's going to feel sorry for us. This is the big leagues. And you got to be able to bring it every night. You got to be able to turn the page.
Okay. And that's fine. And that's true. And look, to me, he's telling you the guy gave me the guy handed me a bleep sandwich and you want me to put butter and jam on it every night, and I can, but at its core, it's still a bleep sandwich. Then that's all fine and dandy, but explain to me the Tyler O'Neill of it all. Explain to me that Sanchez comes in, first pitch, let's see how hard I can hit it. Oh, it's another pop-up to the center fielder. Oh, shocking. On the first pitch, shocking. Shocking. Like, if those guys won't embody it, and they're the alleged veterans.
Yeah.
You're telling me Jackson Holliday is going to be the one? He shall lead them?
Well, the SEC fraternity doesn't make adjustments, Jason. They've been coddled.
Look.
But that quote's troubling because that's exactly what we saw in the second half of last year.
Of course it is.
I also hear a guy who knows that he's going to take the fall for this. That's the way I hear it. You might think I'm crazy, but I think he's very aware that his head's on the chopping block.
I think he's also very aware that these kids are soft.
Yep. Oh, I know. And there's nothing he can do about
kids,
it.
And that there's like, you think Robinson Chirinos is going to read him the right act?
No.
He knows what he's been handed, yep. And he can't fix it, and it's not going to fix itself. And the GM is an unserious fool. So this is the bed they made, and I'm going to lay in it until, to your point, they eventually kick me out and bring Buck Britton in or Chirino, whatever they're going to do, however they're going to do it. But like, he knows that there's not much hope.
No. Nothing's changed since, what was that day? What day were you in New York? What was that day?
It was June 21st.
Yes.
I sent you those clips.
They beat the Yankees. No,
I've been crazy today.
They beat the Yankees in the Bronx. Basically, since that day, they've been this team.
No, I went back and listened to that opening segment when we were absolutely sweating our asses off.
When the machine almost blew up.
Yeah, the machine almost.
And they had just won like 17-4.
Yeah, and I think Ken, 17-5, you and I are like, dude, what is this guy's problem? And looking
we say that
in real
a lot.
Time, well, for sure, but it's like, dude, because you were saying that was one of the best fan experiences I've ever been on, and then he's, this better not be the high point, Elias needs to step up, this, and you were right. Like, looking back, and we were all, like, making fun of you like we typically do.
Yes.
It was right.
Because it felt like a coronation. It felt like a bunch of kids being led by a kid GM who really thought they were on top of the baseball world, and now it's going to be easy. We just did this to these guys. Now it's going to be easy. And in that moment, they became the hunted, and they've pooped their pants ever since. From the GM on down, get him out of my city. Get him out of my city.
Wow. Coming up next, we will talk to a man who no one enjoys the game of life quite like Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD. Get his thoughts on the Orioles, Ravens, the draft, much more with Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman next year.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I'm a fan. Orioles lose 7-0 last night. They are back in action tonight. And let's talk some Orioles and some Ravens, some draft, as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by a longtime media personality. He flies nonstop only, and he's enjoying the game of life. He's also part of the Be More Ball Pod. He's a sports director for the Bay Online. It's Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD, but yes, Jason.
I have a question now that he reinserted the game of life part in there. Are we sure that he's not actually referring to the board game called Life?
Oh, Life, yes.
Because I think he probably would enjoy that.
Yes.
Especially maybe with a gummy this or that.
Yeah. Jerry doesn't strike
on the
me
side.
As a board
Are
game
you a board
guy?
Game I think
guy?
He enjoys board games more than life itself.
Well, let's ask him. Do you like board games, Jerry?
Am I allowed to speak?
Yes.
No, I don't like board games. The last time I played a board game was in the studio you're in.
Yeah.
Played Monopoly right before COVID really hit, because that's how we were filling time with no sports. And then I did play a little bit with my late mother before she passed away, because she liked the game Monopoly. So since then, nada.
So have you ever played the game of life?
No, I haven't. I never did, but I'm playing it right now.
Yeah.
Every day.
It's
every
a good board game.
Every waking hour. And I'm awake this hour for you guys.
Wow. That's
I think you're
true.
you're really awake to plug your pod.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You're not
get it in. Who was on the podcast this week?
Have to make. The pod you speak of, if you're not familiar, if you're an Orioles fan out there, then you know about the Be More Ball Pod.
Yes.
That's where we are on social media. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast on YouTube, well, you're missing out on free food opportunities at Be More Ball Pod. That's Be More Ball Pod. And when I see you guys, you'll get that free food.
Yeah.
Compliments of Lido Pizza.
Speaking of free food, Jerry, he'll covered many drafts.
Yes.
In your
he'll be there this weekend.
Career. What do you look forward to most draft week?
Well, besides the Ravens making the pick and that wrap-up press conference, in between, there is a lot of indulging. I mean, the NFL draft to me, represents one of the biggest media food bonanzas of the year.
Yeah.
And second to none in terms of events. Preakness, to me, is the single greatest day we have. But the NFL draft is 3 days of food. And there are some sports writers in this town that have gained up to 10 pounds between the meals and the cheese puffs and the candy selection.
Why don't you name names, tough guy?
I'm not going to name
Give us some initials. Come on. Come on. Well, give us a hint.
One may be,
is JC?
One may be retired right now. One may be retired right now. The other may be a longtime writer who has covered the football team. And, I mean, you know, sometimes it's two, sometimes
Peter Schmuck?
Three meals a day. So
is Peter Schmuck one of them? Are you alluding to Peter Schmuck?
He's more of a baseball guy.
Names. Huh? No, he is not, and I'm not naming
him. Let me ask you about you, Jerry.
Let's play process of elimination.
Would it be below you to say on the third day of the draft where they do rounds 3 through 7 and they just leave out like a buffet, would it be below you to just show up to eat and then leave?
Ken, that's day one. That's day two. That's day
that's
three. What are you
weekend.
Talking about? Would it be below me? That's part of the job. I'm showing up to cover a press
conference. No, just to eat and then leave.
Well, that'll be earlier in the day. But because of the proximity to where I am in the Ravens complex, I do have the ability to stop by, get something to eat. And I live so close, I could take ice cream from there and it wouldn't melt by the time I, you know, reach my driveway probably.
Would you ever make multiple trips just for the food? Like if it was better than you thought it would be, would you go home, get a bigger bag, and then come back?
How about the question should be phrased, how many times have you done that over the 25-year history of covering the draft?
Give me an over-under.
How many times?
How many?
Dozens.
Dozens of times you've gone back?
Yeah.
Wow.
PR never gives you a hard time?
Well, that's baked into the cake.
Well, I'm asking, I'm insisting on a nameplate. In the media room, there is no nameplate for me. I sit in a visiting media spot, which is below me.
Well, that is beneath you.
And
yes.
They said you just show up. One media hack said that you just show up for food. I mean, why would we give you a spot in the press room?
I was told they don't know how to spell Aloysius, and that's they're waiting for you.
What about this?
But I do want to tell you something. There is an event that is on the horizon that surpasses the NFL draft, and it doesn't come every year. But coming up this summer is the BMW Championship at the most exclusive of country clubs we have in this area, Caves Valley, which is a catered event.
Mm.
And because golf starts so early, as you guys well know, and ends so late, we are looking at three meals a day.
Get out of here. What if they did this to honor you at the castle? You know that the table they put up in the media room, like when there's a lot of food there and they set that table up by the windows?
Yes.
What if they named that table after you?
Oh, that'd be good.
What if that was the Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman folding table at the castle, at One Winning Drive, at Ravens.com?
Yes. At Black Lung.
At the Black Lung. Yeah. Or they name a bottle of rum in the Black Lung after you.
Black Wing.
Well, that would be nice.
Have you been in the Black Lung?
Have I been there?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. By accident, I did roam in there. I was there when they opened it. And actually had a cocktail at the bar when they opened it and had someone take a picture of me because I said, this isn't going to happen again. But somehow I did weasel my way in during a game. I took a wrong turn and there I was, but I left promptly because I had to be somewhere else.
Okay.
We are talking.
I haven't really indulged there. Yeah, I haven't indulged there.
We are talking to the good doctor, Jerry Aloysius Coleman's Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's get some serious stuff out from you because you are the co-host of the Be More Ball podcast. What do you think of this ball team that we have here in Baltimore right now, the Orioles, who have been outscored 31-2 over the last two games?
Aren't they like a minus 30 run differential in the year now?
27.
Yeah, they're plus minus on the court. It's like, what was that? That Kuzma line I think we saw the other day?
Yeah.
Their last two games are two of the worst back-to-back games that I can remember since I've been covering this team. And, I mean, what I saw Sunday in person, and I predicted midway through the game, to Peter Schmuck, who was sitting near me in the press box, I said,
how much
which
was
position
eating?
Player, or maybe it was Grace Grill from 13.
They look very similar,
Same drop.
Well, get them mixed up all the time.
They were both sitting right near me, and I said, which position player do you think is primed to pitch today? Because at that point, it was 11-1. And thank God the game wasn't taken off the board at that point, and I was able to jump all over the over and the spread. It was wonderful to be able to do that, realizing that position players were eventually going to have to throw the baseball. That was an embarrassment. That was historically bad because right after I moved to Baltimore in 1977, I remember the Earl Weaver game where he had to turn Elrod Hendricks.
78, yeah.
Yep. At Exhibition Field,
yeah.
I think it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, in Toronto. Yeah, they lost 24-10.
Yep, remember that game very well. And it's historical, and this was just as bad, if not worse. And then what we saw yesterday was almost historical, too.
Jerry, if this season continues to trend downwards, when could we see a big change? Memorial Day, June, All-Star break?
Do you think ownership wants to pull the plug on anyone in that warehouse or in the dugout?
Well,
I don't get that feeling.
I think Hyde will be the scapegoat.
I don't think they're going to have a choice to.
When
the
GM goes to them and says, hey, I got an idea how to fire up the clubhouse and fix things.
Yeah, well, Hyde would be the guy for me. I think he's run his course, in my opinion. Nice guy. He's no Buck Showalter, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, you know, he has mismanaged too many times. And I understand that things are being controlled in the warehouse. But if there's going to be a fall guy, we know it's not going to be the general manager before the manager. It's
should they
not.
Both go together? Should they throw them both out?
They both arrive together. But again, I don't know what ownership is thinking. They're not transparent in that.
What is Aloysius thinking?
Yes.
Would you fire, if you fire one, should you fire them both?
No. Oh. I would get rid of one first and then see how things play out. But the team needs a spark. If this continues, the team needs a spark in that direction. And it's not me walking into the clubhouse to motivate the guys or Brandon Hyde trying to turn over the buffet table. You know, I mean, that's old school. That doesn't work anymore with these guys. Again, I think I heard at the top of the show, you made an excellent point, Jason, and it's a rare one when you do that.
Coming off
an off day to put up that type of performance after the embarrassment that was Sunday is mind-boggling.
Maybe they just don't care that much. I don't know. I mean, maybe they're of the mindset that they're such hot bleep from what they did in the minors, and they've had a GM blow smoke up their backside and say how great they are forever. You know, maybe that's not Hyder's problem. Maybe the GM created a monster.
He could have. I know how you feel about the GM. He got to go.
How do you know, Jerry?
Don't speak for me.
Jason's very vague.
He's very vague.
People send me these posts that he writes on Instagram. He's a big Instagram.
Yeah, big Graham guy. Yeah,
huh?
Twitter.
He's kidding. He said he means Twitter.
We know. We know.
Yeah, you're not on Instagram. You're not on Facebook. We know, Jason.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the real world. I'm not in the world of pencils. I don't have it penciled out the next 7 years of the American League. I'm in the here and now.
Jerry, but before we let you go, I got to ask you about your favorite NBA player, and that is LeBron James.
Oh, wow.
What do you think of the Lakers' chances in the West?
You know, this guy, despite the alleged steroid use for him to be able to play NBA, I said alleged.
By whom?
Who's ever alleged that?
A lot of smart people in the NBA are wondering how
they won.
At the age of 40 performs at this level.
Wow.
A lot of smart people.
Yes.
And I will say he's looking every bit of 40 right now. They barely hung on last night. They're probably not going to get out of this round.
Dude, they held the team to 85 points. I mean, that's pretty good.
This guy's a fraud. They tried to help him out with Luka. It hasn't worked. He got his kid into the NBA. I mean, this is straight out nepotism, what he's done. It's a sham. It's an embarrassment. He's done nothing since that bubble championship he won, which was fraudulent as well.
Yeah.
And he's not the greatest player of all time. He won't end his career that way. He will end his career as the greatest scorer of all time. The most points because he played, well, more games
than Michael. Jerry, is he at least in your top 10 now?
Absolutely not. He has not cracked the top 10. He hasn't won a championship since I released my top 10 a few years ago, exclusively on this very radio station.
Oh, do we have a copy of that so we can go back to it?
I have to dig it up, but I can tell you he's not in the top 10. I had Kareem ahead of him.
Yes.
I had Magic. I had Russell. I had Chamberlain. I think I even had Pistol Pete Maravich.
Didn't he have Tony Parker ahead of him? Am I making that up?
No, I didn't have Tony Parker, but certainly Julius Erving. Larry Bird. Larry Bird, for sure, is a better player than LeBron James. Anyone who watched Larry Legend play,
for sure.
Come on.
For sure. Jarrett, let the people know about the podcast.
The Be More Ball podcast. Forget about my opinions about everything I just said. If you're a baseball fan, at the Be More Ball Pod on social media. And again, subscribe to the podcast, Be More Ball Pod. We are giving away, randomly, if you subscribe and show us evidence, those Lido Pizza gift cards.
There he is.
Text me who gained 10 pounds. Yes, yes. I want the names.
Yeah, text them to Jason.
Wow, the clues weren't good enough.
They weren't really clues.
Football writer and a retired writer.
Oh,
I think
that's
I just
kind of a short list in a, you know, I mean, we're not looking at a large list of candidates.
All right. Was it John Stedman?
Thank you for your service.
Was it John Stedman?
Steady.
He's a retired writer.
He was skinny.
But he's a retired writer.
Yes, it was John Stedman and...
Phil Jackman.
Vito Stellina.
Oh, very nice.
I made up both of those names. Jared, both made up.
Thanks, man. We'll chat soon.
You got it, guys. Yeah. Always a pleasure.
There he goes. Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD. We'll come back, Northern Exposure. And we take a look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, and what are they going to do in the draft? We'll hear from Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan next here on The Fan.
I think what you do in the draft oftentimes affects maybe some you know, talent acquisition that happens after. We'll see how the acquisition goes this weekend.
That was Mike Tomlin talking about how Aaron Rodgers could, or what they do in the draft could impact their interest in Aaron Rodgers. And Jason, Aaron Rodgers is still out there, though he did go on McAfee last week and let the world know that he doesn't need to be making $40 million a year. He'll play for 10 M's. And yet no end in sight. Are the Steelers going to turn the page on that?
Well, they're not waiting on him. I mean, that's just reality, and there's the possibility of Kirk Cousins, and I'm becoming increasingly convinced, for whatever it's worth, and nothing this time of year is worth that much when it comes to the draft, that Shedeur Sanders just might fall in their lap. And Shedeur Sanders at 21, a guy who most people believe is the second best quarterback in this draft, and it might not be the best quarterback draft ever, but a kid who has turned around two programs on the fly, who understands what it takes from a preparation standpoint year round to be a professional athlete, who was groomed by one of the greatest NFL players in league history. Like who is accountable. And Mike Tomlin's never shied away from guys with big personalities. So
he embraces him.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that the decision could be made for them.
Why do you think his stock is falling? Because not that long ago, it seemed like, oh, he's a surefire top 10 guy. For him to fall to the Steelers, what have you been hearing?
Well, I'm not sure that he's going to. I mean, what I've heard is that Kellen Moore, the new head coach of the Saints, has a thing for Jackson Dart. And like, I've never really, like, I never thought the Giants were taking any of these kids if they couldn't get Cam Ward. And the Browns, I think, have fallen in love with some day two kids. And maybe they trade up for Milroe at the end of the first round. But they're going to take Travis Hunter. And so, like, who else, you know what I mean? Who else needs a quarterback? And, like, I don't know that anybody would move up for Shedeur Sanders. And somebody might, like, look. If the New York Jets took Shedeur Sanders at 7, I'm holding a ticket on it. So, like, it wouldn't be the craziest thing in the world to me. I don't think they're going to do it. I think Mason Graham will still be there, and they'll call that a day. But, like, I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but I'm also not seeing a whole lot of obvious places for him to go if 2 and 3 pass on him, which I think at this point they will. And if the Saints pass on him also, he takes a lot of sacks. He holds the ball too long. And from a personality standpoint, he's not everybody's cup of tea.
Yeah.
I think he can play in the league. I think he'll be a longtime starter in the league. Does he have the same highest high-level potential as Cam Ward or even Milroe? No, because he's not that level of athlete. And athleticism in the quarterback position has become increasingly coveted for good reason. This kid is more of a throwback, old-school pocket passer. He's more Dan Fouts than he is Lamar Jackson. Now, he's more athletic than Fouts. He's going to be able to keep plays alive more than Fouts. But like,
maybe like a prime Dante Culpepper, because Culpepper couldn't move that great. But
obviously not that size,
not that
power.
Yeah.
A different sort of package.
I mean, the athleticism part. Yeah.
I mean, look, we don't know. They don't know. They're not particularly good at this. If they were good at this, people wouldn't have been killing Atlanta for taking Michael Penix last year, and they wouldn't have been killing Sean Payton for reaching for Bo Nix. They would have been saying, my God, they're lucky they didn't have to trade up for them. Those guys could have gone in the top five.
Let's hear quickly from Omar Khan, the GM of the Steelers. Cut 18, Beltway Ben. Talks about not having a second-round pick due to the DK Metcalf trade.
We'll see how things shake out. I'll say this, we gave up a second for DK, and I'm so excited that we did that. Having him here is great. And, obviously when you get to the draft, you get excited about a lot of players and you wish you had, wish I had 50 picks right now, because there's a lot of good players out there and, we'll see how it shakes out.
Couple things. Number one, we've heard Eric DaCosta lament the year they gave up their second round pick. The waiting around to pick on day two when they didn't have a second round pick drove him nuts. The other part is there's a lot of buzz on the interwebs, Jason, today that George Pickens could be traded during this draft. Are you buying that?
I'm absolutely buying that. It wouldn't surprise me at all. I have my mock draft up at the Washington Post right now. If the Steelers don't have Shedeur Sanders sitting there for them, and let's say Derek Harmon's off the board and Walter Nolan's off the board, I hear they have a real affinity for Amika Egbuka from Ohio State, and I think they would not shy away from taking that wide receiver 21st overall, whether Pickens is still on the roster or not.
It's Inside Access here on a hump day Wednesday. And coming up next, purple rain in the forecast as we are a day away from the NFL draft. And there are some people that think the Ravens are going to take a safety with their first pick. So let's take a look at the potential safeties. We'll hear from Malachi Starks and Nick Amonwori. It's purple rain next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.